This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
So I asked my buddy who flies for a major airline. Mm-hmm. I'm like, dude, what the F? And I go, what happened? Is it pilot error? Terrible. He goes, I know, this is to Jason's point, I know the winds were super strong. He said, from the videos, it looks like they just hit too hard. Maybe the gear collapsed, then it rolled. He said the descent rate looked too high, but who knows? Could have caught a gust of wind at the last second.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing nobody died. And then I said, do you think the pilot was landing in himself or is it on auto? How does that work? He says the pilot was. Those RJs, those RJ Bombardiers, whatever they are, mm-hmm. don't have auto land.
Ooh.
He said, even if they did, it was probably too windy to use it. He says you're usually using auto land when it's super foggy, low ceilings. I don't understand that.
Okay.
I said, in hindsight, should he have pulled up and try again? He goes, maybe. It's tough to say. So he doesn't have a lot of information, mm-hmm. but he did say just from looking at it, it looks like the descent rate looked a little too high.
They
kind of slammed.
Once they listen to the recorders,
they'll get it all. Everyone's alive.
Yeah.
But... It is kind of scary. You think when you're that close and you're about to land, like I kind of take the landings for granted. Maybe I shouldn't.
Maybe you shouldn't at this point.
I kind of do. Hell.
I mean, what if it was a younger pilot who doesn't have experience flying in windy conditions? That's a possibility.
Yeah.
Could have been.
But yeah, I mean, the fact that it completely flipped over is nuts.
All right, so we wanted to get into the NBA All-Star weekend that was. How much of the at least Saturday night activities/festivities.
Zero.
Did anybody watch?
I saw clips.
JP's the biggest NBA mark in here by a long shot. So.
I popped it on, and I saw the guy from Chicago dunking. All right, Bozelis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
I think he was second, so I might have missed the first dunker. Bozelis, it seems like he's about 7 feet tall. He's really tall. He missed every dunk attempt. All right, and then I almost tuned out. Then I was like, well, let's see the next guy. And this before McClung came on. I never even watched McClung live.
He's 6'10".
But okay, yeah. So I watched him. They put a minute and a half on the clock, and he kept trying a dunk from behind the basket through the legs, and he kept missing it over and over and over again, right?
So what's he get, like 2 minutes?
Minute and a half.
That totally ruins it, too, because if you don't make it the first time, by the time you've tried it six times and you nail it, it loses its effect.
Absolutely. But he never even made one, all right? And then the next guy came on. And he missed his first dunk, and then I tapped out. I was like, you know what? Let me go back to Love is Blind. Because I just told my wife, we were watching it. I was like, let me just check out what it's doing. So, like, the dunk contest was atrocious. And then I watched the clips. Now, that said, McClung's dunks are amazing.
No. McClung's dunk over the Kia is the best dunk in the history of the planet.
Did you see the side by side with Blake Griffin's?
Yeah, but Blake Griffin's tall. This kid is 6'2".
I know.
He's
no. Blake Griffin jumped over the hood of the car.
Right.
Like if you look at a side by side of Blake Griffin versus McClung, right, you'll laugh at how easy Blake Griffin's
what
was.
What McClung did should not be physically possible.
Right.
It's unbelievable what he did. He's the top of that car has got to be 5 feet. And he jumps over it and reverse dunks it. I mean, after grabbing it off his buddy's head. I mean, that's stupid.
Well, then the other dunk
that is.
He also does the dunk where he has the one guy on the ladder with one ball.
Yeah.
And then
he grabs the ball.
The other ball is spinning. The guy's kind of spinning round and round. He times it, gets that ball, dunks it with the right hand, and then dunks the other one with the left hand. He's unbelievable. But the contest itself stinks because so many guys miss.
Well, you saw even the dunk that you're talking about, they have clips of him practicing it weeks in advance. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
of course.
These other guys, Baselli or whatever, that's what I'm saying. They don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, this is Super Bowl.
These guys are winging it. They practice for a day or two.
They have dunk coaches.
They're not like
I mean, the guy was out there the whole night with these other guys. They practice these. I mean, you wouldn't think they would do something they know they can't follow through on.
The problem is they're using the skateboarding model, which is just go out there and land the trick. If you land the trick, then you'll get the points or whatever. It's not. They're not getting docked for misses. Yeah.
Speaking of which, the old school ones, you had to
go out there, and if you missed one, maybe you got one other attempt.
That should not be physically possible, what he's doing.
Incredible. How high he is. His head's at rim level.
Because the top of that car is probably 5 feet.
He's amazing. There's no doubt about it. But my argument is, he has a fingernail in the NBA. He shouldn't even be in the contest.
This is what people know him for. I get it. But no one else wants to do it.
Take my advice, by the way. Did they have some of those YouTube guys dunking? Because I saw a video of one of those guys, and he was like,
Not in the contest,
but somehow part of the weekend, because I saw guys dunking from the floor, and he was putting it on his Instagram, and he was like, I can't believe I got to dunk on this floor.
Zero basketball played, like, all weekend. It was a festival of Kevin Hart and Shaq.
Yeah. They also did the skills competition. Yeah. This is how big of a joke it is. Did you see the highlights?
Yeah, they cheated. Yeah. So, they got DQ'd.
So the deal is there's a dribbling portion, there's a pass through a net portion, and then there's a shoot three-pointers portion. And then the fastest times advance. Well, they thought they found a loophole that you just have to have the three-point attempts.
Yeah.
So they just took the ball from the racks and they just threw them.
That was an embarrassment.
There
was like a windmill going around.
Yes.
It looked like a mini golf course that Valdez has gone to 100 times in Ocean City. It looked like, is it Old Pro? Is that the name of it? Mm-hmm.
But that's like, what is this?
Knicks is the new one.
But that's the spirit of the whole All-Star weekend is that these players have punted, and LeBron deserves to be criticized too. LeBron was picked. He deserved to be picked as an all-star. He's actually still having an incredible year, right? Mm-hmm. Well, he basically knew he wasn't going to play in the game, and yet he didn't say that. He shows up like an hour before the game in his sweats, and he doesn't play, and he just hoard like a potential replacement. Like somebody could have made, would have been a big deal if somebody makes his first all-star game. Mm-hmm. LeBron just selfishly hoard that spot.
I mean, he's the most powerful guy in the league. He can do that.
Well, no, he's protesting something. They haven't figured out what it is.
Right.
LeBron definitely was protesting.
Okay.
He's pissed off at Adam Silver. He has to be.
Is he protesting
either the format or potentially the schedule? Nobody really knows yet, but it's completely unprofessional what LeBron did.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a national...
It's their spotlight.
It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You can't just show up and say, I'm not going to participate in the game 30 minutes beforehand.
Think about how many changes they've made to the actual All-Star game. I mean, when we were growing up, it was just the game we loved watching. It was East versus West. And then they switched it up, and it was, I can't remember, Team Shaq versus Team, you know,
LeBron.
Well,
they would draft their guys.
Yeah, and they would draft their guys. And those final scores were in the 400s. And now they're doing this, you know, these four different teams. You played a 40 points. I mean, it's just...
What?
And then I happened to see...
They played like a little tournament. So what first team to 40 points wins.
What Drab was referring to, I happened to see, because I popped it on for a little bit, right? and Kevin Hart was out there, and they were honoring the inside the NBA guys. But it just went on and on and on. Like, they brought them, you know, fishing gear because they do the gone fishing thing. And then they brought them, like, jerseys and rings. And then I tapped out, which was in between these little mini games that they're having. It's a joke.
Two hours and 26 minutes of commercials and breaks. 33 minutes of basketball.
So the players.
No, basketball's awful anyway. I mean, it's never been worse as far as All-Star game.
We have some audio from Draymond Green. Apparently, he's just crushing the current format here.
This question leads to where he wants to go.
You work all year to be an All-Star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous. Yeah,
Kenny's team is done, by the way. Chuck won. Kenny's team was one that's loaded.
Yes.
So SGA's still in it, Victor in it. But you're talking about the scoring records that we've heard. Tatum leading all scores, 55 a few years ago. It's harder to catch
now. They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an All-Star, Kobe Bryant All-Star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best?
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
I just wish you were more
honest. I can't remember
Draymond's
who said it,
like
though.
The voice of reason all of a sudden.
Oh,
yes
right.
And no, though, because I can't remember who it was. I said, well, Draymond's part of the reason that this has happened. The general.
You know, I know that, you know, there's some skepticism, even in our staff, about the format of this game. However, the only thing that's questionable is that, you know, the young guys get to play Sunday. But in terms of play, Chuck Addington said it best. You said there's a reason why this game.
You know, I'm going to disagree with Draymond a lot. You know, it's, listen, we're trying to win the thing. You know, I use the analogy like when your kids mess up the house, you make them clean it up and they complain and they mess the game up. That's why we're trying kamikaze stuff out here right now. So his generation messed the game up. So don't act like he's mad because they're trying to use rookies and we're doing every type of trick to make this weekend exciting.
Man, I think Adam he's Silver, exactly right.
Adam Silver's got a big job trying to fix this thing.
Maybe his generation, but is Draymond directly a part of it?
He's been part of All-Star games.
Yeah, but I mean, did he like make it a mockery?
Well, he's saying his generation.
All right, well, he's blaming him too.
Yeah. That Draymond is calling it out, but he was part of it. Part of these games that, you know, for years we've talked about it, how the games became a joke. That they don't play any defense anymore. Yeah. That they score, Jason said, in the 400s. Guys are just launching threes from midcourt over and over and over again.
In 2017, it was 192 to 182. I mean, think about that. So Adam Silver is going, all right, well, Team LeBron against Team Giannis, that ain't working because it's just a farce. And then they go to this little mini tournament where you've got teams playing to 40. And Steph Curry's taking half quarters. That was ridiculous that he hit that. I mean, he took a three and completely turned around after he released it and it went in. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Meanwhile, the Four Nations face-off.
Yeah.
I'm not a hockey guy, but I think it's garnering more interest than the NBA All-Star Weekend.
They're at least competing. They're going hard.
The first 10 seconds of USA versus Canada was better than anything that the NBA All-Star Weekend offered. Yes.
Now, I don't know if the ratings compete, but in terms of
the NBA,
the product, the NBA probably gets better ratings, but in terms of the product, the NBA needs to find something where the guys try.
I'll tell you this.
And it really comes... I saw Jaren Jackson.
Guys.
I saw the Grizzlies All-Star say he was going to... He's like, I know that this is kind of the rep. Right? The guys don't try. He's like, I'm going to start picking up guys full court. But it's a game to 40.
Who said that?
Jaren Jackson.
The problem is these guys are all corporations. They make so much money. They just don't want to get hurt in these things.
You know
what?
The world's just different.
It's just a different
in every
world.
Aspect.
I thought they played a little harder from when I watched it. Like, it looked like there was a little more defense.
With Kyrie versus Wemby. That looks pretty cool.
The only All-Star game that hasn't changed is the baseball all-star.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Everything else has changed. The NFL didn't even play it anymore. Well, they do flag.
They knew that that game was a complete fiasco.
NBA's changed a billion times.
But remember,
the
they had to
changed.
Try to tweak even that one by giving like home field advantage to whichever league won.
That's true. But like just in terms of how like the format of the game, it hasn't changed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. They just got to find a way, I think, to go back to the old school East versus West and just get guys to play a little bit harder. They keep pointing out, it's true, that guys compete harder in their summer league basketball than they do in the All-Star
game. And part of it was like there was a big tribute to the NBA on TNT going away after, what, 20 or longer years? That was like a huge portion of the
weekend. Like I said, it was a huge break, and the players didn't like it. Like, if they won their first round game, right? So it was split into four teams. Then you had to wait forever to play again.
Yeah. And that's the last thing. When Trae Young said it was ridiculous that they were waiting that long, plus all the commercials like you talked about. I thought that they had a few years ago, I thought they went, you know, when it was still East versus West, I thought one team got paid and the loser didn't. Didn't they do that?
Yeah, but these guys make so much money that it doesn't.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't pay them $10 million each, but if you paid them something, but the losing team gets paid nothing, I mean, probably don't care.
But again, it's
they probably don't care.
It's a drop in a bucket. They make so much money.
You're right.
I think if you did an international team versus the Americans, it'd draw a little interest. But I don't know if there'd be enough. I mean, you'd have, I guess, Joker.
From what
Luka.
I saw, the best moment, Giannis, the best moment, best one single moment of the entire weekend was McClung's dunk over the car. That was ridiculous.
All right, if you have any ideas for fixing the NBA All-Star game, you're welcome to call us on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. We'll be right
back. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Just a reminder, the Junkies text line is presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can always text us at 800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply.
So how do you get the All-Star game better? They have to find a way to make the players care about the game. And I don't think a monetary incentive is going to mean anything. Okay. One thing which could mean
probably
something,
right.
They tried to do this to limit load management.
Mm-hmm.
That they have put a minimum games threshold on being an all-NBA player, which we know at least a few years ago, like for Bradley Beal, making third team all-NBA meant he could make that max money, right?
Yep.
So now that, I guess that is monetary incentive. So maybe, I don't know how they would be able to say, you have to play hard or you're not going to be eligible for all NBA. I don't know how they do it.
You can't do that. You're not going to be able to.
That's going
to
be a tough.
Way too subjective.
That's a tough road to hoe, so to speak.
They've got to find a way to get the guys to play hard.
That's not quantifiable. Like,
yeah, that's the problem with that.
I would think your suggestion of the Americans versus the internationals
that might have some appeal.
That would help because then you're playing for your country instead of just
that might have some
playing
appeal.
To 40 points.
Yeah,
and that's kind of what the four nations face off thing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's grabbing eyeballs because it's USA versus Canada, USA versus Sweden. Yeah. I don't know that there's some sort of USA Sweden. Rivalry.
And the international team obviously would be very good, if not better, than the American team.
Maybe that's why they don't do it.
I don't know how you do it, but it seems like the only rivalry in the NBA right now is young versus old. How do we get old?
They tried
guys?
To do that. There was an OG squad, right?
How do we pump that up more? It seems like that's the only animosity in the league.
Isn't that what they did in this game? One of the teams was the OGs and one was the young.
No, one of the teams was the first and second year players.
Well, yeah, no, that was the rise because they needed a fourth team.
Yeah,
that's a rising. But it's not like the OGs, is it?
I don't know. I was watching some of the highlights and they were going like this was this team against the OGs.
Like obviously Charles Barkley can't play against Draymond Green,
right?
You know what I mean? But how do they figure that out? Is there any way they could do some sort of skills competition, a 3-on-3, anything like that? We're trotting out the old guys who hate the young guys, and vice versa.
I don't know. Whatever they do, if they change it again, it's just gonna. People are just gonna tune it out even more.
What about?
I don't even know if there's anything you could do.
OGs where it's like, it's LeBron, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry. So it's like over 30 All Stars against the under 30 All Stars.
A little pride, but that could get ugly too.
I don't know if there's enough over 30 All-Stars.
Exactly.
And I named a few of the really good ones.
I've said it before, and I guess they do some variation of the skill stuff, but if they just did old-school horse, because like Luka, everyone likes when Luka does those trick shots, when Steph does that, you know, the trick shot stuff. I think it could be interesting.
That's what we grew up with. That's what I vividly remember. Horse competition, slam
fun.
Dunk competition, like... They weren't changing things every 2 or 3 years. What? You know why? Because it didn't suck.
Yeah.
It worked.
But But guys actually competed. When we watched the All-Star games, I know this is going back to the 80s, and it was Magic and Bird and Michael Jordan. They were competing.
I know, but they make so much now. There's so much on the line. The guys just don't want to get hurt, potentially.
So essentially what they did with the rosters here was, you were talking about the OGs, so they had the older players that ended up winning.
Right.
Then they had the younger stars, not the first and second year players, but the
right, like Anthony the Jalen Edwards. Browns.
Yeah. And then they had the international squad.
Right.
So there was kind of an, because Team Chuck had an international squad, which was Gilgeous Alexander, Jokic, Sengun, Siakam. So Wembanyama, I believe, was he on that team? I think Wembanyama was on that team. But whatever they do, I don't think it's going to work. I mean, they've tried everything.
I think it's broken beyond repair.
Well, yeah.
Now, they'll still keep doing it because it's a big moneymaker for the league, but I think Adam Silver needs to get his smartest guys in a room and say, don't come out of this room until you get the NBA All-Star Weekend fixed. Just come up with a fix, something that works,
something
that's not super gimmicky, something that people will be into. Here you go. Let me know.
Put
a report on my desk on Monday at 8 a.m.
With all of the players that criticize the format of the 40-point game?
Yeah.
I can't imagine they're going to go back to that.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean, they were criticizing it during the game.
All right, let's go to Steve in Beltsville, 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Steve, what's going on, bud?
Hey, guys.
What's up?
The girls just finished up a one-on-one tournament last week, and the NBA used to do this in the early mid-70s, and they had two players out there, and they showed it at halftime. And this was all all-star, all your best players. Why not an all-star weekend of one-on-one tournament? 32 players.
I think a lot of the same things are going to happen where a lot of guys don't want to compete. They don't want to get embarrassed. They don't want to risk injury.
Yeah, I bet you a bunch of guys would just decline it. Now, maybe you can get 32 guys. I mean, you'll have a bunch of guys, maybe role players, but you're not going to get the superstars.
I'd be interested. But I just saw a highlight, I don't know how I stumbled onto it, of Cam Reddish, who was a really good college player at Duke and has bounced around in the NBA. He's now on the Lakers.
Yep.
And it was, for some reason, it was a video of just Cam Reddish just cooking everybody in one-on-one. I think he posted it on his Instagram. And he's nubs.
He's just a better one-on-one player than he is a five-on-five player.
Let's go to Keith. Keith, what's up, man? You got a suggestion?
I do, and it may seem ridiculous, but I'm thinking you have to humiliate these guys to get them to play. So you make them announce a charity, and you know the NBA says $100,000 to each player for a charity. And so if they don't win,
I don't think
then their
care.
Charity gets bunked. And they
I don't think they care. I don't think they care that much.
I think maybe they
about
just,
charity. No, I don't think they care.
I think maybe they need to follow the NHL model. So I did put it up as our Surfside poll of the day. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka, Surfside lemonade and vodka. It's the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories, zero carbonation. That means easy sipping. You can find it at your local bars and in convenient variety 8-packs. Your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. And it's what was the better product? NBA All-Star Weekend or the Four Nations Face-Off? Now, this has been up for less than 1 minute. 90% are Four Nations Face-Off. So, correct me if I'm wrong, but the NHL will have an All-Star game, which we have mocked because it also has no defense.
Yeah.
It'll score, you know, be like 18 goals. And we're like, this goalie who's amazing all regular season gave up 18 goals, right? But then they have the Olympic break sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
They have the World Cup, I think, every couple of years. So the All-Star game isn't every year. And then now they've got this Four Nations Face-Off. So there's something else which makes it interesting.
Yeah, they realize that their model is broken. And they're doing something different. Like, there's no NHL All-Star game this year. It's the Four Nations Face-Off.
Right.
They're trying to take a different approach because they realize can't keep trotting out the same event. People have lost interest. The ratings have crumbled.
Well, did they stop? Did they do the same thing in the hockey where they just stopped playing defense?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, so maybe
the scores were crazy.
Now they just had the Olympics, the Summer Olympics. So maybe they do some sort of tournament where you have Team USA and these other teams compete, and you just don't have the All-Star game that year.
I don't know. I'm sure they'll try.
Because it does seem like, and I have not looked at the ratings, but it does seem like the Four Nations face-off is drawing interest.
Mm-hmm.
And piqued my curiosity. I want to watch it on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday night should draw a pretty big number for hockey. Now, it's not going to draw like an NFL number.
Yeah, but it's kind of like
for international hockey, it's going to draw a huge number.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Reggie. Reggie, what's up, man? Reggie, are you there?
Hello, Reggie.
Oh, my God.
Reggie.
All right.
Reggie, go.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, so this is, I think one of you guys said it. I think their only option is to go with the USA versus the world. That's the only thing that's going to save it. I think Giannis said this weekend that he would be interested in up for that sort of challenge to play in that version of the All-Star game. Anything outside of that, I don't think it's going to work. And I think you got to change the scoring. You take the three out of it, make it two, try to make guys go to the basket a little bit more instead of taking these half-court shots. That's the only thing that's going to get the eyeballs back to the game.
Maybe they'll try that.
Thanks, Reggie.
Because
appreciate the call.
When Trae Young is criticizing the format immediately after the game, I can't imagine. And he's not the only one, but I can't imagine that Silver's going to continue to go with that format.
Well, just think about how hard those players try for the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, actually, Netflix Court of Gold comes out either today or tomorrow, which will be interesting, kind of behind the scenes.
That's right.
I mean, the Americans almost lost in the gold medal game.
Yep.
But you had to have an incredible fourth quarter performance.
Don't they also struggle to fill those rosters with necessarily the best of the best?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
By the way, were there any celebrities that were terrible in the celebrity game?
I didn't see.
I would guess.
There have to be some.
I mean, is Noah Kahn good at hoops?
I don't know. You know who's pretty good? Morgan Wallen. If you ever see clips of Morgan Wallen, like balling.
Never seen him play basketball once.
Well, he was a stud athlete. He was a stud baseball player.
Yeah.
We were out on Saturday, and I'd taken my kids to Dave and Buster's. And I just didn't feel like walking around, so I just went downstairs in Rio where the movie theater is at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a beer, and the TV's on, and they had the celebrity game on. And this is where I just know the generation gap. They introduced the comedian Drewski, and I've seen him before.
No way he's a
good
hoopster.
Don't know anything about him.
I know who he is, but there's no way he's a good hoopster.
I know who he is, but I think he's like a YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Guy that,
I asked my kid, I was like,
they know.
He just turned 18. He goes, you don't know Drewski? I just assumed he was a YouTuber
or
something.
He's from Columbia.
And my son goes, he's a comedian. I was like, well, I don't know him.
Let's go to Matt. It's Stafford. Matt, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
And yes, Cakes, he wasn't very good. I saw him miss a three.
Hey, problem is TNT, there's too much production. There's too much filler. You know, Vince Carter, let's show his dunks, those great dunks, but let's talk about him for 10 minutes before we show the video. There's too much of that going on. Before each dunk, they had to do 5 minutes of introduction on each dunker. I don't care. Let's just get to the contest. Just show the action.
Well, they had to do the introductions because nobody knows those players.
Yeah, they have to give you a background because they're not stars. People barely know who these people are.
But I did see that. Yeah, Vince Carter. Because, like I said, I saw the kid from Chicago who missed every dunk in the minute and a half. But it was a Vince Carter intro talking about how great a dunker this guy was. And they're showing like his in-game dunks, which none of them were spectacular, by the way. He's tall. And then he just missed every dunk.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
And then I watched the next guy who I can't even remember his name. I think he's on the Bucks, scores like 3 points a game. And he missed his dunk. And I was like, I'm out.
It's an embarrassing.
Back to Love is Blind.
It's an embarrassing product.
Was that a real clip I saw of like Shaq cursing and everything where he was like, F
I'm tired.
We're out of here. They're firing us anyway.
Shaq's ready to punt.
I'm tired as S.
He said, F it.
I don't think he said, F it.
I think he did. He said.
I thought he just said, I'm tired as ass.
No, and then he said, F it, Kenny, we're getting fired anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we will talk about the Four Nations face-off and the Caps with Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters Saturday, March 8th at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those tickets. That's coming up in just about an hour. should be joined shortly, or I believe we are being joined now on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. Greg, thanks for joining us, man. Good morning.
Good morning. You also have to add, obviously, intense American Patriot this week.
Yes.
As I prepare for us to finally take the sport of hockey away from those maple syrup smelling Canucks who have laid claim to the sport for my entire life.
Yeah. So, Greg, I'll be honest, as a diehard Caps fan, I was a little bit bummed by the break in the schedule because the Caps are just buzzing along, best in the Eastern Conference right now. But I'll tell you, after watching the first 10 seconds of that game on Saturday night, it's going to have a lot of eyeballs trained on the rematch on Thursday as the scene shifts from Montreal to Boston as the USA takes on Canada. I mean, it should be a fever pitch in Boston for that game on Thursday, right?
Yeah, you could already feel it last night in a game against Sweden that meant absolutely nothing because the championship final had already been set by virtue of Canada beating Finland earlier in the day. Like, I was at the game last night, you could hear the USA chants, you could hear the buzz, you know, early in the game whenever those guys would touch the puck. And so you're just like, oh God, this is going to be amplified by a billion on Thursday night when Canada's in the house. I didn't know what the tournament was going to be. I'm not going to be one of these people that's going to pretend that I you know, knew all of this was going to happen. Like, the Canada-Sweden game last week really set the tone. It made us realize, okay, this is not going to be half speed. This is going to be physical. This is going to be a lot of pride on the line. And, you know, then obviously three fights in 9 seconds on Saturday, and you get people that never talk about hockey all of a sudden talking about hockey. The predictable thing was that the USA and Canada game was going to be awesome. You know, those two sides hate each other. They really do. Like, there's real animosity between the Americans and the Canadians. You know, when Sidney Crosby puts the maple leaf on, when the Kachucks put the American flag on, like, there's nothing short of intense that's going to happen. And I kind of believe that, knowing the casual sports fan and knowing where the calendar was, that if they put on a good show, the rivalry and the backing of the United States in an international competition would probably make it cross over, and that's exactly what happened.
All right, so the Kachucks, I saw that their dad had been in a fight in the World Cup way back in 1996 with Claude Lemieux, and then I saw the dad say, yeah, they're lunatics like me. Fill us in on the Kachucks.
Yeah, Keith Kachuk was a rough-and-tumble player, man. Well, one of those guys that had a ton of goals, but also a ton of penalty minutes during his career. And the funny part is that the record used to be 20 seconds into a game, 1996 World Cup of Hockey, Keith Kachuk got into a fight. But there was another fight going on that included a guy named Bill Guerin, who was actually the GM of Team USA. So you got the father of the Kachuks and the GM of Team USA involved in this really, really quick fight. And then they go and shatter the record on Saturday. The Kachucks claim that that's not a motivating factor, but it'd be kind of fun if it was. Matthew is a star player with the Florida Panthers. He's known in the league for being a guy that can beat you offensively and then also just beat you with his mouth and with his physicality. Brady is his younger brother. He's a star with the Ottawa Senators. Not as brash as Matt, but still is one of these guys that is the combination of scoring and physicality. His coach, Travis Green, told me a couple weeks ago that he's just like the quintessential hockey player. Like, if you can invent a hockey player in a lab, that's what Brady Kachuk is.
What's the plan going forward as far as, like, the All-Star break for the NHL? Are there going to be more Four Nations face-offs sprinkled in? Is the All-Star game happening next year? Like, what is on the horizon for the league, especially in the wake of what we see with the disaster of the NBA All-Star game? Like, the Four Nations face-off is getting a lot of great buzz. The NBA, not so much.
Yeah, I don't know if Mr. Beast is showing up to the Four Nations tournament. I don't know if that's going to happen. But like, here's the thing. So the reason we have this is because they couldn't figure out how to put on a World Cup of hockey because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mm. The Swedes and the Finns both refused to participate in a World Cup as long as Russia is banned. And Russia is actually banned by the International Ice Hockey Federation from participating in things like World Juniors and World Championships. So there's all this kind of strife going on with the Russians, and that's how we ended up with this Four Nations tournament. Now, the NHL announced last week that they're going to have a new kind of cadence to their schedule. So they're going back to the Olympics next year for the first time since Sochi in 2014. That's one of the reasons they wanted to do an international thing this year. This year was kind of like an appetizer. And then 2 years after that, in 2028, we're back to the World Cup, where hopefully, you know, things are settled internationally. The Russians can participate again. Then the Olympics 2 years, then the World Cup 2 years. So we're going to have this best-on-best cadence every 2 years. And then the question becomes, what do they do with the All-Star game? I've talked to a ton of players this week about that very thing. And a lot of them said, look, the All-Star game still serves a real purpose. One, it's definitely for the kids. It's definitely, like, fun to do the skills competition. And let's not forget, like, there's a ton of NHL players that don't play for these countries, you know, that play for, like, Slovenia or Germany or places like that that are huge stars in the league. And so the All-Star game is also a way to kind of bring all those people into the spotlight along with the players in the big countries.
Hey, Greg, getting back to what you said about the animosity between the Americans and the Canadians. I mean, every team in the league has Americans and Canadians on it. So were some of these guys on the same teams that were fighting before the game started?
They weren't on the same team, but it's funny you should ask that, because Matthew Tkachuk, his teammate on the Florida Panthers is Sam Bennett, and Sam Bennett fought his younger brother Brady.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. That's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is definitely weird. But you got to remember, like, you know, this is a league where, you know, you fight a guy 10 times, and all of a sudden he's your teammate, and
right.
You got to put bygones by bygones. Like, they're used to this sort of thing. But
mm-hmm.
You know, the USA Canada rivalry for me was crystallized in a conversation I once had with Patrick Kane when I was covering the Vancouver Olympics, and he told me a story about how when he was a kid. He would, you know, obviously play in, like, travel tournaments and stuff like that. And the Canadian kids would look down on him because he was American. And just the idea that you could not be as good at hockey as a Canadian because you're not a Canadian. And this is Patrick Kane. Like, this is, like, one of the greatest hockey players in NHL history, maybe the best American scorer of all time. And the Canadians are just like, you're trash because you're not from, like, Saskatchewan. Hmm. And so that really resonated with me. Like, this is what a lot of these young American players have had to deal with their entire lives. And so finally to get a chance with what I think is the most deeply talented American team from the goaltending out that I've ever covered or maybe even ever seen as a fan is such a huge moment for this generation of players.
All right. We can't have you on without at least touching on the Caps and how they're set up here for this run. They're kind of shocking us what they've done. I guess they're the real deal for sure. How are they set up to make a real run here? What else do they need? Anything in particular that's jumping out at you?
They're set up really well. I mean, you know, I think there's always room for improvement, maybe in the forward depth. I think they like what they have on their back end, and they certainly like what they have in goal. I wrote about this a few weeks ago on ESPN.com, like just this incredible way that they've been able to retool around Ovi. At a time when we all thought they were going to be like an empty vessel just waiting for him to break the record. You look over at Pittsburgh and what they've become versus what Washington did, and it's night and day. Like, it's really, really impressive what that management group has done. And, you know, they've been smart. They it's not only simply just the usual pipeline that they have of prospects that they take time with in Hershey and then bring up to the Caps. It's also kind of like buying low on some players. Like, you know, Pierre-Luc Dubois was absolute toxic.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody wanted this guy because of his contract and because of what happened in L.A. And the Caps, you know, were confident that they could find the guy that was dominant for Columbus like 4 or 5 years ago, and they got it. I mean, it's really a remarkable job of management and really kind of boldness to not simply just wait out Ovi and to, you know, keep their word to the guy and say, you're going to be on a competitive team, you're going to be on a playoff team, and if they keep playing to their standards this season, he might be on another Stanley Cup team.
And Greg, what's really shocking, too, is the goal differential for them, because you know what happened to them last year. They just couldn't score. They were just horrible offensively, and they're at a plus 56. They're the best goal differential in the East this season.
Yeah, and that's the augmentation in the offseason with Dubois. You know, Chychrun brings some offense from the blue line. Mangiapane, like, it's obviously helps when Ovi, you know, dives into the fountain of youth like it's a fountain in Georgetown, and all of a sudden is scoring more goals at the beginning of a season than he's ever done. I mean, it's all really come together for them, and it all tracks back, I think, not only to what management does, but they found the right coach. Like, Spencer Carver is a really good coach, and I think there's a lot of teams they're going to kick themselves for not finding a way to get that guy into the fold. But then again, maybe he doesn't go to their fold because he has all that history with the Caps, having been a coach in their minor league system. So I don't know, man. It's all really come together in an impressive way, and the Caps are blessed with, one, some really great managerial talent that has been there for a very long time to kind of keep the standards consistent. But let's be honest. I mean, they also kind of lucked into some injury salary cap space with the way things have gone with Backstrom and Oshie, and you hate to see all that happen with them. But if they don't have that certainty about those contracts coming off the books, they probably don't do half the things that they did in the offseason.
Greg, enjoy the game Thursday night. We'll have to have you on again soon, man. Thanks for the time.
It's going to be fantastic. I hope everybody tunes in. It's going to be just epic.
Yeah, it should be fun. Thanks, Greg. Thank you. Appreciate it, man. It's Greg Wyshynski, ESPN senior NHL writer. Don't forget, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we'll give you a chance to win a four-pack of tickets to see the Harlem Globetrotters when they come to Capital One Arena in early March. So keep listening for your chance to win.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey sports fans, it's Mason Crosby
and Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.